Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
A little bit of deja vu doing this. Anyway, let's keep it moving here. It's time for your morning dump, Bart.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump, Bart, brought to you by Pump.
That's
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. It's simple. It's easy. You just got to pump it.
Now, much like all the other sequels, is this going to be worse than the first version or no?
Every single time, you know it's worse. No, we're going to kick it off because it's National Moon Day today, commemorating the day man first walked on the moon. If you believe... they put a man on the moon. So July 20th, 1969, Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin walked on the moon. It was crazy. Can I be honest though, Hunter? I feel like...
one step for man, one giant
leap
for mankind.
Nailed it. Actually, that was pretty good. Here's the thing, though. We've gotten so far removed that I think the infatuation with the moon and the fact that we put guys on the moon is kind of gone. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's weird, dude. If you really think about it, it's an incredible feat.
Yeah.
200 and some odd thousand miles away.
Yeah.
It's going to shoot a rocket from planet Earth, and we're going to land it on it.
We're going to fight gravity to get through our atmosphere, to get into space, and then navigate to a floating rock in space that's traveling at thousands of miles an hour. Dude, it's nuts, man.
And to think if we did it just because we wanted to beat somebody there. Yeah. It's not like they're, yeah, we go up there and collect some samples, which I'm sure they did. You know, I'm sure they did some stuff.
We're going to let those Russian bastards beat us to the moon. No way.
The real reason why we made it to the moon is because we ain't going to let the Russians do it first.
I think it'd be fun to go to the moon and, like, do fun moon stuff, like bounce around and everything, but you know it would end up badly because you and I would be up there. We'd probably, like, write our names in the sand, like, Brock and Hunter were here. Yeah.
You'd draw a veiny penis. That's what you would draw.
Look, I didn't want to allude to it, but let's be honest. You're on the moon. You're not going to not draw a penis on the surface of the moon because it's going to stay there forever. Forever. That's right.
Yep. You know the flag is like white now from all like the radiation.
Radiation, yeah.
It's kind of wild.
And there's a penis
surrender
up there.
Flag up there.
Neil Armstrong drew a penis on the moon.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he
punched some dude in the face, though.
He did, which is pretty sweet. Don't mess with Neil Armstrong, any of those guys. Anyway, so go to the moon. It's the moon. Lastly, according to a new survey, about 22% of Americans admit they've had sex on some sort of public transportation, planes being the most popular. People, this is gross, okay? Outdoor public places are not sanitary. Not to mention, you can't just be whipping out your privates and doing it in public, all right? What is the big infection? I don't either.
Planes. I can hardly, pull my pants down to do my business as it is, just by myself in there. Dude, there's no room in those plane laboratories. Yeah. Is that what they call them, the laboratory?
You got to be like one of those Chinese gymnasts in order to have sex in a lavatory in a plane. Like, you got to bend and twist and pull and,
I think it's harder nowadays to pull off, too.
Also, besides that, though, Hunter, let's really chalk it up for what I don't get is what is sexy about doing it in public places. For example, a bathroom lavatory. Literally thousands of people just doing their gross stuff in there, and you're like, this is going to be so hot. No, that blue toilet water sitting there you're trying to be sexy.
It's the fear of getting caught. Getting caught. You know, it's the excitement of, at any given moment, you could get that knock on the door,
I mean, there's a lot of other exciting things in life instead of someone knocking on the door while you're trying to get frisky. I don't know.
You want to get excited on the plane? Jump out of it. That'll get you excited real quick. If you really want a thrill.
You looking for that thrill? Don't have sex in public. Jump out of a plane.
You only have to jump out the plane. You just got to grab the emergency handle and look at people with a crazy look on your eyes.
You'll have a fun ride if you do. You get plenty of excitement. Right. Yeah. If you want to get manhandled in a way, if that's your thing, just go for the door handle. You'll have a good time. Yeah.
I'll do something with you. That's for sure.
So what do we got? We got penises on the moon and sex on planes and public places.
Weird, man.
Weird. All right. That's your morning dump right there. We'll be back.